This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Journey magical.
About 7 at the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV Experience, our different perspectives on things. Mine, Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She has a voice and a word. Now, some people think that because I get... This is why I don't want to do politics, because we get hot under the collar. And Jennifer says, well, who's we, Kemosabe? It's me. And it isn't about the campaigns and the candidate. It's about the system. And so, anyway, I've made my point. You've made your points. I find it interesting in the good news department, we haven't talked much. I'm looking at the list of stories from Talkers Magazine that we go over off and on during the course of our Friday get-together. Mm-hmm. And the battle for supremacy in the Middle East. It looks like the Daesh contingent has only one real stronghold left, and they're pushing them out. At least the stronghold, I mean, the place in Syria where the Kurdish, the Arab forces, U.S. forces are pushing them out. So I guess in terms of good news, that would be considered good news.
That was the big story, is that they were able to get it back into Mosul. The Iraqi forces, with U.S. help, went back into Mosul after being out of it for over a year. ISIS had a really big stronghold there. And in typical fashion with these terrorists who I think are like cockroaches, they had done a lot of tunneling underneath the town.
So you can't get rid of them. You're trying
exactly
to
right.
And someplace else.
I fear that's still the case, even though they lose this stronghold, and that's good news. Don't get me wrong. That is good news in the fight to make sure that they don't have a geographic location to have this congregation. But now they're still, I think, in Raqqa, if I'm not mistaken, in Iraq. They're still they have one other
R-A-Q-Q-A,
right? That's Raqqa. Yeah, they still have a tight hold over that area. Once, I think that'll be the next step in pushing them out. But then you have to look into Syria. You have to look into these other areas where these hotbeds have kind of popped up. And more often than it being a geographic area, you have to look at the ideology behind these people, because their most dangerous weapon against the West, against the U.S., is what people like to call lone wolf fighters, even though I think that's kind of an inappropriate term. And that's people that they send this propaganda out to. And they say, you know, go wreak havoc in your own neighborhood. And so you have the people that we've seen here who go into Orlando nightclubs, or who go into down the streets of New York and set pressure cooker bombs because they've been inspired by ISIS. Those are the people that don't need this geographic stronghold and are still being inspired by the movement. And that's much more difficult to tackle, because you're tackling an ideology.
Yep. All right. Let's pay attention to what's really important today in my mind, and that's Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
The official public holiday, which is observed every day on the day, I'm sorry, every year on the day that marks the end of World War I. Military veterans, past and present, you are the focus, as you ought to be. The, I don't know, some people call it Armistice Day, Veterans Day, Remembrance Day, whatever you call it, important. It's important for us to know about who it is that has served, who's still alive, who has passed. What have they done? It is confused with Memorial Day often. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all veterans. Memorial Day honors those who died while they are in service. So that's the real history. That's what you need to know about it. There are 26 million veterans. That's interesting. One out of eight. About 13% of the civilian population, Jennifer, over the age of 18, has had some form of military service. There are about 1.5 million women who are in service to our country these days. The number of veterans who are still alive over the age of 65, about 10 million at this point. The average age of a veteran is just shy of 60. the number of black veterans, about 2.5 million, about 1.5 million Hispanics, about 290,000 are Asians, 196,000 are either Native Americans from the lower 48 or Alaskans. It's very interesting to look at the stats, who has gone and how representative is it of the population that they represent. Do you think that, is that of interest to you? I was giving you some stats that I think are of value. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good websites you can go to see what's going on today and to thank veterans, their families, their friends, the people who have fought for liberty and justice for all, people who have actually done something. I often think about when I get into a focus of a day like today, what it would have been like if I had gone into the service. What would I have done? Where would I have gone? What would I have seen? Not something that I can speak authoritatively about. My father was in the Coast Guard in World War II. He signed up the day we declared war. Mm-hmm. He became the, my father was a very athletic, very proficient in football and baseball, those sorts of things. So he was on an 84 men on a 200-foot Coast Guard cutter that was stationed in Boston, and every day they went out to sea. Same crew, same ship, every day of the war. They would patrol north and south of Boston because that's what the Coast Guard did. And my father was in charge of keeping the men on the ship in physical condition to do their work. That was his job. And he did it every day.
Wow.
Every single day he went out on that boat. One of the things I find most interesting and most out of context with who my father was to me is looking at pictures that I have of him in uniform, wearing the uniform, the dress uniform of the Coast Guard. It looked the same as the Navy, more or less. But anyway, I tell you that story because it's how I relate. There are no other men in my family that I know of who have been in the service. Well, my father was an orphan. I don't have a lot of men. My mother was an only child, so there are no men, really, my grandfathers. I didn't know my grandfather on my father's side because he ran away, left my father as an orphan. And on my mother's side, her father was in a coal mine disaster when he was 16, lost his left leg and use of his left arm and lung. So he wasn't going to go in the service. He wasn't going anywhere. So I don't have that close proximity. A lot of families that are listening to this program right now, and I'm happy to engage you in that conversation at 888-302-3684 or comments on Twitter at DJV Show. The experience that either you had or those in your family had in terms of serving. One of the things that gets in the way, I think, Jennifer, of our things like these protests and who's doing it versus the people who would put on a uniform and go serve our country. And I'm going to, this is dangerous kind of soft ground here, but I'm going to say it because I think there's legitimacy to it. You can save me, as you so often do. I don't think we'd find the same people out in the street in Portland protesting the election of Donald Trump as would find putting a uniform on and going into the theater of war. Is that too rough a statement to make, or is that?
I think it's rough but fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I think it's fair. I do, actually.
I mean, I look at these protesters that are out there, and there's different ones. I mean, in New York,
yeah, it's not fair. It's not all the same.
Right. In New York, they're doing a more peaceful protest. In Los Angeles, we had it start to stem on violence and shutting down freeways you know, doing that sort of thing. In Chicago, it started to get a little more violent. The people that are doing violent protesting are opportunists. Mm-hmm. They are, and, you know, this is coming on both sides. In the aftermath of this election, what I've seen on social media, and again, these are accounts that you're hearing. You don't know for sure if this is true or not, but I've seen people say that they've been harassed by people saying, go back to Mexico, or, you know, trying to, feeling like they're emboldened by Donald Trump that they can say these sort of hurtful things to people. Yeah. Those people are opportunists to be jerks. Those are people who are already jerks, who are looking for an opportunity, and they're jerks. Now you have the protesters who are out there being violent, and those are also opportunistic people who are looking to make trouble.
Yeah, and I do agree that the people who are violent in protests are never the people who actually want change, or most of the time not people who are actually from those areas where change needs to happen. I mean, I think of protests in Baltimore and how, you know, last year those got very violent. And those were not people who wanted change in Baltimore. No. Those were people who came, and you're right, who were jerks, and they were going to do that no matter what.
In terms of those who are involved in violent protests, the court should throw the book at them. If you're involved in a peaceful protest, expressing yourself and your dismay, your feelings, whatever it is, I mean, people always think protest is associated with something negative. It isn't always. There are some people who are celebrating. There'll be people in the streets celebrating Donald Trump's victory, as well ought to be the case. But to do what these people, I don't remember, and maybe I have a selective memory, I don't remember having a circumstance like this where there was so much passion and so much anger. I remember
the
anger.
Keep in mind that this is sort of the new thing of culture. I mean, look how many things have ended in protest in the last year. I mean, people are just thinking that this is the way.
I think it also stems from the fact that we haven't had an election like this before, so the reaction to it, I think, is going to be different than
previous.
How
do you mean? Because of the...
I just think that it's been more divisive, and it's just been...
recent history, yes. History of our country, no. You can go back to the time after the Adamses and the Monroes.
Yeah, but it's different, too, in terms of media coverage and social media and how invested people are and how everything. I just think that because we are in a different day and age than we have ever been before with technology, that it's just different, and so people are going to react to it differently.
Yeah. Yes, you are right. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who are who have taken advantage, including the news media, of the circumstance for their own gains.
To classify and call people names to intimidate them. I mean, I understand this election got dirty on both sides. They were throwing some pretty low blows. I think even the president got involved and he was throwing low blows, and then low blows were thrown right back at him. I mean, it got nasty. But I would say, as far as division goes, I mean, I felt like, I mean, I was called, what are you, racist, when I didn't support President Obama's bid. I think people like to use these words to intimidate other people.
Go away.
Because racism has nothing to do.
He's a lousy president, a lousy candidate, and nothing to do with the color of his skin. He was just bad.
But I think those words get thrown around.
So do I get called a white supremacist?
No, but people are saying that America's not ready for a female president. Instead of looking at the flaws of the candidate, it becomes about an ism. And that's just too bad, because I think that's a slippery slope. It dissuades people from thinking that everything is possible in this country, and it is. Everything is possible in this country.
And the best example is Barack Obama.
It gives people an excuse not to succeed.
The best example of what you just said is Donald Trump. Anything can happen. Look what happened to this guy. 20 minutes past the hour.
Right now at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all clearance bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. The sale ends November 22nd, and the savings won't last long. So hurry into David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome.
For those of you who are fans of Michael Bublé, you may have heard this week that his child Noah has leukemia, and so he and his wife have taken that news and decided to devote all their time to helping this youngster, who also has liver cancer, has started chemotherapy. You can imagine what kind of shape the parents are in terms of being concerned about their son. They live in Buenos Aires. I guess that's where his wife is from, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's the case. So it took a long time for them to find out what was wrong. First they thought he had the mumps, and then they thought he had a throat infection, and then they thought he had mono. But they went through an ultrasound process, which is a fabulous thing. Every time I go get my physical from Dr. Ken, I get the ultrasound, because that's really what tells you what's going on, what problems there may be in your body. So they've flown to Los Angeles, and there is good news connected to this. It'll take 4 months of treatment, but it gives him a 90% chance of beating this cancer.
That's really good. As a parent, you have to hold on to those numbers. I mean, I know it's difficult, yeah, but at least it gives you some hope.
You do, right. Yep, exactly. 25 past the hour, musical portion of this hour of the program, focusing now on Don Henley. This is a little more negative than the last story. He's one of the founding members of the Eagles, Henley. Added his voice to the chorus of those who decried the decision by the U.S. Registry of Copyright. Interesting that this lady, Maria Palente, was removed from her position by the new Librarian of Congress, Carla Hayden, because of people in the music industry being upset about the way that they look at the music rights questions. Apparently, Ms. Palente has been a very supportive person for musical artists. Henley says she was a champion of copyright. Another is she stood up for the creative community, which is one of the things that got her fired. The librarian wants free content, and the Library of Congress has gone down the road of supporting paying all these artists for their work. And it's a kind of a confusing reality because nobody really quite knows what the right side of the street is on this. Motion Picture Association of America, Senator Hatch of Utah, as well as publishers and songwriters, have also come out against the move. It's a major affront to copyright laws. Now, one wonders why they would do this late in the Obama administration. That's what I'd wonder, Jennifer.
Yeah, this has just become such a murky area with copyright because of Spotify and, you know, listeners. Like, I listen to Spotify and I listen to Pandora and all of these different places, and it's
great. They didn't
want
to pay, and they ought to pay because the radio stations have to pay, so why shouldn't they have to pay?
Yeah, but it's hard because you've seen Taylor Swift and so many other artists coming out and saying, hey, we're, you know, making all of this music and people are enjoying it and we're not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's so murky now.
Right. And the lady who was the Register of Copyrights was in favor of these people being paid, and she was dumped out of her job. I think that's what the concern is here, if I read it correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of concern, ticket prices and how you pay and what you pay, the 13th annual Billboard Touring Conference and Awards kicked off this week in Beverly Hills with a discussion of the battle of ticket resellers on the secondary market. Man, we have a scalping problem, we got a pricing problem. And so what are they going to do about it? A lot of agents were at this meeting and managers, record executives tackling the issue. Adele and Bruce Springsteen, you know, their tours sell out in seconds.
I know.
And the fans they have to pay 3-4 times what the ticket price is to get in.
Best thing that happens with Garth Brooks is that he sells every ticket for $66, no matter where you are in the place, first come, first serve.
Yep.
And when people know that's the price, it's really difficult for scalpers to start pushing.
So they all should do it. You're right.
Exactly.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in a human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, gentlemen, the time has come to look your best. Black Friday deals are here, so come into JCPenney now during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Pack on even more savings with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. The time to look your best is now during the JCPenney men's wardrobe.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
At the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here with you on this Friday, along with my other DJV colleague, Jennifer Horn. Victoria has a bit, she's not sure if she has an ulcer or what other, she's got a really bad sinus infection, as some of us have had over the dryness of the summer, and it's lingered into the fall. So we wish her well, hold a good thought for her, and to move into some of the other things that people are talking about today. Here's something from Conan O'Brien's program last night that I find worth a tweak. It's Bill Burr talking about going to Canada.
Do you think people are going to really move to Canada?
I hope so. I hope so.
You want too many people here, the rent's too high and all that. Just thin it out. Give us a little negotiating thing. And then what's going to be funny up there, it's not going to be Michael Moore's Canada. What he said, oh, you keep your doors unlocked and everybody's drinking syrup. And it, yeah.
He did
didn't say everyone's drinking syrup.
Anybody of color that tried to make it playing hockey up there, listen to the stories they had. They're like, are you in Alabama? No, it's in Manitoba. Yeah, those are still white people up there. Just because they're on the other side of the invisible line doesn't mean that they're not going to act like white people.
Yeah. So you're not a big fan of Canada is what you're saying.
No, I love Canada, but I don't go up there with like this starry look in my eyes like everyone's going to be riding around on mooses. Right? It's just like these people, they're human beings. They're selfish. They're into what they want. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Wait, people don't ride around on mooses in Canada?
I love that they're drinking syrup.
Moose singular is moose.
Mooses.
Moose plural is moose.
Mice, isn't it? Isn't it a mice?
Mice? Yeah, meese, moose.
Of mice and of moose and men. Bill Burr. I don't even know who this guy is. Some kind of a comedian. I didn't think that was funny at all, by the way. But then
definitely insulting if you're a white person.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I thought the fact that he said people were leaving their doors open and drinking syrup was kind of funny.
Yeah, I do that. I don't drink syrup on the phone. I do like the syrup that comes from around here. I put it in my smoothies. Give him a sweeter.
You and your smoothies. Taste. If you don't know anything about Doug Steffen, in the morning he has anything that's sweet in his refrigerator he puts into a smoothie. And in the evening, anything that's savory, like fish. It could be anything. Fish, cheese, some old meat somewhere.
Yum.
It all goes into a stew at night. You're definitely a collective cooker, Dougie.
A stewer. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
All right. The Veterans Day celebration in your community, what I'm betting will be closed, are all of the offices of the government, municipal offices, state, federal, pretty much everything's closed. No mail delivery today. Excuse me. School is closed. I counted the number of school days that the students have had off in Framingham since school started late August. Guess how many?
How many?
14.
What? No.
2 weeks between
already they've had
Jewish
2 weeks
holidays,
off?
Between regular
Labor
holidays,
Day.
Between teacher work days, all that stuff. So far, we're at November 11th, so school has been in, let's see here, September is about 2 months and 2 weeks. But of the 2 months and 2 weeks, 2 weeks have not been in session. It's ludicrous. All these days off? Come on. Although today is an appropriate day to have off, in my opinion. That's me thinking about how important this day is. Well, we always are here. We'll be here on Thanksgiving Day, or I'll be here. I don't know. Jennifer, you said you'd be here on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I'll be here on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Kara, where are you going to be on Thanksgiving?
Here.
Suck up. All
right. Well, it's my tradition to do the program live on holidays because a lot of people are lonely. A lot of people want to be heard. A lot of people want to listen to folks talking about what's going on, as is the case every day. So help yourself to our company on Thanksgiving morning if you'd like. We'll be here live. At your service and on your side. See what else is happening. All the retail stores will be open today. Supermarkets will be open. Convenience stores. I find some banks will be open. Some will be closed. Stock market's open. That's why the banks are open. And that's pretty much the story. But if there's an appropriate day other than, here are my holidays. The ones that I think have value. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Christmas.
Yep.
New Year's.
Yep.
4th of July.
Yep.
Veterans Day.
Yep.
That's about it. Maybe
I'm a fan of Easter.
Okay, yeah, Easter. Sorry, I left that out. But Easter, nah, I don't know. Easter doesn't have the same significance universally as Christmas does. Christmas is a universal. It isn't just
for religious people.
I mean, the religious people say, right. But religious people who celebrate the birth of Christ, I mean, come on. Christ was born in March, for God's sakes. It's not about that as much as it is the unity of spirit and soul. People, and that's one of the reasons I'm going to Israel at Christmas time to do the program from over there, because I want people to have a feel of the universality of the celebration. Christmas is not just about Jesus and not just about his birth. There's a feeling that really does come over the world that is unlike any other day in the year, I think. New Year's is sort of second to that in terms of a universal feeling of a new chance, new beginnings. And I think it appropriately starts with Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
And it's too bad
that
it gets so bastardized by this whole need to sell, and you got to make your numbers, and we got to buy things for everybody. I wish we could chuck that out the window and just think about all that we have to be thankful for, and spread that cheer and that goodwill, the music, the fun of being together with people you care about, all of that stuff at Christmas. That's what it's about. For me, anyway, that's what it's boiled down to. What did you start to say, Jen?
Oh, no, I said I like the feeling of Thanksgiving, too, because it's about gratitude, and the gifts are not involved. So it's, you know, it's one of those holidays where you just appreciate everybody, you get together, everybody's thankful. It's kind of
let me review cool this thing. Again, because you just added, I started with Christmas and I forgot about Thanksgiving. So let's start with New Year's, beginning of the year. All right, New Year's, yes, right?
Jen's birthday, yes.
Yeah, Jennifer's birthday. Yep,
yep,
we have the national holiday
next,
for that.
Yep, February.
I can yes or no on Memorial Day, but because I don't think people really care about Memorial Day anymore, other than it starts the summer and you go have a barbecue and it's all about hot dogs and hamburgers and it's not about really what Memorial Day is about. So that's why I kind of kiss it. 4th of July, very important. I think that Veterans Day is very important, and Thanksgiving. So was that 6 or 7? We have twice as many holidays as we need. I'm so offended by Columbus's birthday. Ugh, what dreck. And then the others, you kind of pass it one way or another. But today, please, if you will do nothing else, think about men and women who have been in service to our country. Think about where we'd be if it wasn't for American men and women who have sacrificed. It's just, it's something that is, it's an honor to be able to talk about it. I wouldn't be here being, I mean, we wouldn't have radio, we wouldn't be having the freedom of expression that we do now. And so I hope you will remember why we remember. That's really the bottom line here. To remember why we remember. Can we do that and do it with integrity, I hope? Anyway, I mean, even the conversations that we're having that we're upset about, and that's what bothers me a little bit about all these kids that are protesting, they don't know that if it were not for the things that happened that we talk about today on Veterans Day, they wouldn't be doing any of that. If we didn't have American men and women in service to our country in World War II, if they had a similar circumstance when out in protest, they all get shot. Do you know that? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Kara, think about Jennifer. If it weren't for our having one America, one World War II, and if it weren't for that, if you had people that were upset, it would be like going back to the Tudors. Meredith is fascinated with the Tudors television show. And
so I should date you because you're a Tudor. Different kind.
Yeah, right. And so you look at how these people lived under Henry VIII. And these despots that were around, you know, a century or two ago, and back through the history of mankind, it was always because you were born into the right family that you had privilege and power, and if you were born in the wrong family, you got killed. That's pretty much the way it was. You either kiss the ring of the king, or you get your head cut off. Thankfully, we don't have that here in our country, and it's because of men and women who have served our country that we have that privilege. We are privileged to have what we have. I just wish more people would remember that. Okay? I just
feel better?
One of those
days to reflect, yes.
Yeah, right. It's also Bob's
Day. And it's
an
emotionally charged week. And
it is. Oh, my God, yes. All right, television news up next here, 43 past the hour with DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, the fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Past commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Hutton.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues. all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claims assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Acre 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
All right, let's get to the television report here. Jennifer and Doug interested in the USA Network, the Tupac Shakur murder, the subject of a new project. What an uplifting show this is bound to be. They've ordered the pilot Unsolved, which is a crime story that chronicles the two major police investigations into the deaths of Tupac Shakur and the notorious B.I.G.
Biggest
I didn't know there was any mystery involved in this. I thought it was pretty cut and dry, Jennifer, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think there was a lot of evidence, but it was never really proven as to what happened. First, Biggie Smalls was shot and killed.
Yeah.
And then Tupac was following, you know, closely behind. And this was a gang war. This was East Coast versus West Coast. Yeah. And a lot of it had to do with Suge Knight being involved with all of
this. Wasn't Suge Knight the guy that ran over the guy in the parking lot last
year?
That's
him.
The actor?
He's
a piece of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he ran over the actor who was a friend of his. And the actor was somebody very well known. I'm trying to remember his name right now. I can see his face.
I don't know if he was super well known, but yeah, you knew his face. He was in a lot of things, and yeah, Suge Knight ran over him. He's tough. He's been in and out of jail. He's been, he shoots at people. He runs them over. He's not a great guy.
All right. Friday
Who am
night
I to
television.
Judge, but yeah. Not a great guy.
Who am I to judge? Okay. All right. So what's
Usually
our wisdom
when you
about...
run over people, you know.
Yeah, right. What's our wisdom on TV tonight?
Well, we can talk about some of the stuff that's trending tonight on TV. The top trending show on Friday nights is Hawaii Five-0, believe it or not.
Really?
It's according to TV Guide, and they've got a brand new episode at 9 p.m. on CBS. And also, another one that gets huge attention on social media is The Vampire Diaries. That'll be a new episode, An Eternity of Misery. That's 8 p.m. on the CW. Also new tonight, The Exorcist, Chapter 7, Father of Lies on Fox. MacGyver, a brand new episode on CBS. Of course, Blue Blood is there as well. CBS is a good, strong Friday night lineup. And if you want something political, if you need something to settle your heart, Bill Maher is live tonight. He does his Friday night show, Real Time with Bill Maher. It's a brand new episode, and I'm sure it will be spicy. That's on HBO at 7.
10 minutes before the hour here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Time for you to pay attention to what's going on in the world of travel from one of the foremost experts in the world, Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com. Frommer's Travel Guide is there. We're going to talk about some ideas for family trips, because there are opportunities now for families to go to exotic places, whereas in my world, that's not true. I did take my children on some fairly exotic trips, but the average person doesn't do that, and now maybe you've got an opportunity to do that. So let's find out what the story is behind that story in a moment from Pauline Frommer here.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join
That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
55 and change past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer here with us from Frommers.com. I'm sure you were listening to what I said a few moments ago about these new ideas for families to travel to faraway places with strange-sounding names that used to be out of touch, right? What did you do with your children, right? You have the access to a lot of places to go, and you know where to go. Do people ask you now about these things?
Absolutely. I wrote an article on it for Frommers.com about the best exotic vacations with your kids, because right now the dollar is incredibly strong, which allows family travelers to go beyond the borders of the United States and maybe pay less. I mean, the United Airlines just came out with figures. Their prices to Europe are down, I think, the number of people they're carrying to Europe is down 5% this year, which has led to some great deals. But I've taken my kids to Belize, to Japan, to China, all over the world. I think it's really an important part of their education. They need to know that people all over the world have the same concerns we do, are very human and very welcoming at heart, but have very different cultures that are incredible to witness.
What a wonderful way of putting it, Pauline. Thank you. I would say I said that I've been fortunate, like you, to travel around the world to most areas, and it is true that most people that you find are of the same mind as we are. They want three squares a day, a roof over their head, protection for their family. Otherwise, you know, they have no beef with America. They have a beef with anybody. They just want to live and be left alone. For the most part.
And they have great traditions of welcoming visitors. I mean, it would shame them not to welcome us. It's a wonderful world we live in. And sometimes having kids with you opens doors. When I've been to Japan a number of times, people there are a little reserved. When I brought a 10-month-old blonde baby, because my husband has red hair, so my daughter was blonde as a baby, you couldn't imagine how friendly people were. People went out of their way to meet us. Schoolgirls would squeal kawaii, which meant cute, at our baby. It was like a door opened.
Yeah. You know what else I found in going to England a couple of weeks ago? What you just said about the dollar, very interesting. And what I also found is that when I bought the pounds and when I turned them in, it didn't cost me anything. There was really no exchange. There was a 0% deal. And I didn't know that I got the significance of that. I didn't pay any.
Yeah.
I think maybe it cost me $3 or $4 to exchange, which is a lot less than it used to. And I wonder why that is. It just the exchange?
Do it with your credit card. That's the best way to get money overseas. Really good rates. And your ATM card, much better than the bureaus to exchange. If you're going to.
All right. So there's a good hint. And that's what I did, actually. I used a credit card. So now I know what I did, and I didn't know what I was doing. Thank you. Pauline Frommer from.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.